Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
You subscribe to our YouTube channel yet? Do it today at 1210 WPHT.
I'm proud tonight to tell you that the Trump Vance campaign has just filed a huge lawsuit against Bucks County for turning away our voters.
So the headline this morning with a lawsuit and many eyewitnesses, many videos, a lot of tangible evidence. You heard Hans von Spakovsky saying that by all accounts, by all of this eyewitness testimony, by the evidence of the videos, this was not proper. It was a violation. It certainly appears, as we had on contrast, the governor and also Al Schmidt saying that the polls should have been open. Nobody should have been turned away. That's what's going on in Pennsylvania. But the headline, Trump claims PA is cheating and sues Bucks County. So there you have. Unfortunately, this is the media that we all have to deal with. And they'll never say on contrast that, you know, Krasner claims Elon Musk is doing something wrong. I want to point out the media bias because it is very important that you know it and you repeat it. Let's bring in, do we have Caroline Levitt? Caroline Levitt, it's so good to have you here once again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Don. It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, people, everybody's on fire over the past couple of days with what's happening here. And we played Michael Whatley off the top making that big announcement. But I talked to my friend Val yesterday, right at 10 o'clock, telling what happened to her in Delco. So what are you seeing out here? And what is the Trump campaign, as well as the GOP, RNC, doing about this to make sure it's fixed before November 5th?
Well, it's a great question, Don. And let me just make it very clear for your audience. We are prepared for this moment. We have had a team of lawyers, of election integrity experts who have been filing litigation in states across the country to ensure the integrity of our elections. We have these teams that are deployed on the ground right now in every battleground state. And we have a website called PA StopTheVote.com. PA StopTheVote.protectTheVote.com that is going to be used for voters to file claims if they feel they're being disenfranchised. And this is what has happened in Bucks County and in Lancaster counties in Pennsylvania. In Bucks County, we received complaints from numerous voters who were saying that they were being turned away from the polls within the operating hours. That is illegal. It is voter disenfranchisement. We put pressure on elected officials. Secretary of State came out and said that no, voters have the right to stay in line, but then Bucks County was still turning voters away. And so that's why we have filed this lawsuit in Bucks County to correct this, to ensure every voter has the right to cast their ballot. In Lancaster County, we have also been notified that there was a last-minute voter registration dump on the last day of voter registration. I think it was 2,600 ballots. 60% of those were deemed fraudulent. There is a criminal investigation underway by the district attorney, again, because of our efforts on the ground. We are on top of this. I can't emphasize that enough. And we want to make sure every voter knows that we're doing everything we can to protect their vote, and they still need to get out and to vote for President Trump. We want this election to be too big to rig.
And so for as far as what happened yesterday, and that's what I'm getting a lot of calls over the past 2 days, and people saying they were in line for 3-4+ hours and they were given disinformation or misinformation, whether you want to say it's on purpose or for lack of quality coordination, however you want to look at that. And there are many different instances, Caroline. But what's your message to those voters who were turned away yesterday, and some of them really frustrated, I got to tell you, because they were turned away after hours in line to make sure that their mail-in vote got in. Now they're going to, you know, they're supposed to go back next Tuesday. What is your worry and what is your message to them?
Well, our message to them is that we are on it, and we have teams on the ground who are there to help you. We are not going to allow you to be disenfranchised. The woman who was arrested, she came to a Trump rally in Allentown last night and spoke. We filed a lawsuit to make sure that this can't happen again, and we're on it, and we need you to don't get discouraged. We are here for you. Again, go to PAProtectTheVote.com, and we will make sure that we get this right before Tuesday. And we also want to hear from you. If you have complaints or you're seeing voter suppression or voter fraud taking place at the polls, please go to pennsylvania.protectthevote.com to file your claim, and someone from our team will be in touch with you right away.
Yeah, and for my friend Val Bianconiello there in Delco, I love that she, you know, was there at the rally last night, that she did some social media with Michael Whatley just to say, basically, this is a red flag. But I love that she, you know, it's all, my husband's born and raised from Delco, and it's like only in Delco. So this little petite mom, you know, in Delco, who's worried about her 14-year-old picking him up, Caroline, and she says the words, stand in line. Stand in line. And it becomes like this rally cry, much like fight, fight, fight. I have to say, Caroline, I love that.
Yes, yes, exactly. We love it too.
So take me through today. I know that Nikki Haley is going to be with Dave McCormick. I just interviewed him earlier. And I know there are different headlines about Nikki Haley. Is she going to join Trump, or will she be, I mean, in event, she's already by definition this afternoon, she's obviously stumping for Republicans personally with McCormick. But will we see Nikki Haley join as far as with Trump as we're down to the wire here, or stumping for Trump?
Yes, I don't have anything, you know, to share in terms of scheduling. Nikki Haley has been campaigning on behalf of President Trump by endorsing him. We gave her a speaking slot at the RNC. She has done fundraising, emails, and robocalls for us. We obviously have 6 days to go. It's a very busy schedule. Look, we welcome anyone to our team who wants to make this country affordable again, safe again, strong again, wants to stop the wars that we see taking place overseas.
What was the decision making behind the scenes with the decision for, you know, Joe Rogan, now for J.D. Vance to join Joe, which I think, by the way, is brilliant?
Well, it's the number one podcast in the world, so it makes sense to do it. Joe Rogan's a very highly respected critical thinker and thought leader in this country. President Trump's not afraid to sit down and have a conversation with anyone. Neither is J.D. Vance, who you see on the very hostile mainstream cable shows almost every single weekend. So it's a great opportunity for them to get their message to a new audience who may not trust the mainstream media and, you know, listens to Joe Rogan, who, again, is very, very respected. I thought the interview with President Trump was great. I'm sure Senator Vance's interview will be just as great. I look forward to watching that as well. And it's, I think it speaks volumes that neither Kamala Harris nor Tim Walz have accepted the invitation from Rogan's podcast. And it's because both of them are incapable of doing it. They are inept at trying to explain their policy positions because they flip-flop on every single one. They have no real conviction in what they believe, and it's very sad to see.
Mm-hmm. Caroline, one thing that frustrates me sometimes when, and after I met, had the honor of meeting President Trump while he was in office in the Oval Office, Rich Zioli took me in with him, and we spent some time, and people literally back in my workplace and from other departments said, "You met Trump? Were you afraid?" And I said, "Are you kidding me? No. Did you ever watch him in the Apprentice? And for years and years and years, he's this well-known, very famous darling of the media." And Caroline, I still get that. And even yesterday, I noticed at Drexelbrook that there was Trump, you know, just listening, not looking at his watch when people were talking about, one mom talking about her grief, never looks at his watch, is asking questions, is engaged with women. What is it? I have to ask the question because I get this literally. What is it like as a young lady? I mean, you just had a baby, to work for former President Trump?
Well, I can tell you firsthand, as a young woman working for President Trump, and as you just said, as a new mom as well, I watch President Trump every day empower women on this campaign team. You know, our entire campaign operation is run by a woman, and Susie Wiles, our chief fundraiser, is a woman. We have amazing female staff on this team who work so hard every day. And I've seen President Trump, you know, listen to the advice of women, sometimes more than the men in the room. And he said it himself, women are just smart, you know, and he respects us and he listens to us and values our opinion. And frankly, he doesn't care if you're a man or a woman. He just wants the best person for the job and the hardest worker for that job. And it's been a really inspiring experience to work for him, especially in the face of so much adversity that he's faced. You know, the trials that we went through this summer, sitting in a courtroom in New York, the two assassination attempts on his life, investigations into his business, lies, attacks on not just him, but his family. And every day he's just as positive. He's funny. He's a joy to work for. He's a great boss. And, you know, I can speak firsthand for how much he wants to uplift not just women, but all Americans in this country.
Thanks for sharing that. Final question, this garbage comment by President Joe Biden yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Your reaction?
Despicable comment, the sitting president of the United States labeling half the country as garbage. Shows Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's true colors. They don't just hate President Trump, they hate all of his people, all the people that support him. And those people are Latino voters, Black voters, union workers, law enforcement officers, border patrol agents, mothers and fathers who just want to make this country great again. So while Joe Biden calls them garbage and Kamala Harris calls them fascists and Nazis, they are patriots. That's what we believe. And we encourage anyone who wants to do away with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's division that they have sown over the last 4 years to join our team. We're going to make America affordable again, safe again, strong again for all Americans, just like President Trump did in his first term.
Caroline Lovett, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, and be safe on the campaign trail. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Caroline Lovett. So she's also, you know, she's an American political aide. She's serving as the national press secretary for Donald J. Trump in obviously his bid for the White House, to return to the White House. And I didn't ask her about the comedian thing that happened over the weekend, because to me, that's old news, because I was getting messages from some of you. I didn't ask about it because she's already commented on that a million times, that that comedian over the weekend made a joke in poor taste. But I'll point out to you that that comedian spoke hours and hours before, I don't even know if Trump was in the building yet. So that's kind of old news. I'm trying to make it relevant. I think the Nikki Haley question, as far as, you know, she didn't say that she would be on the stage, that Trump would join the stage with Nikki Haley. But I felt like I had to ask that question because we had McCormick with Nikki Haley. I did hear McCormick say the line, if you noticed during the interview, where Dave McCormick said, I'm trying to be a unifying force. And so I thought, is that his effort to bring the Nikki supporters perhaps into the fold and bring Nikki Haley? Or what do you think about that? 855-839-1210, Dan?
No, I think it's a really good observation there. It's some kind of like underlying language that, yeah, you know, you think he might be saying that there.
I wrapped up a little earlier with Caroline because I felt like, I don't know, I feel like I didn't want to keep her the full 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. Yeah.
I could sometimes hear, you know, because we don't plan these. Dan doesn't even know what I'm going to ask. I don't even know what I'm going to ask. No, I'm kidding. But too much to your chagrin. But I just want you to know, nothing scripted with me. Honestly, my newscast, I will write obviously the factoids down and what officials are saying in the official reports. But in these Q&As, Caroline Lovett, I don't know if you hear this sometimes, because she doesn't know what I'm going to ask. You know what I mean? And we're not in person. And so she's like, what is she going to ask?
She just seemed a little caught off guard by the Nikki Haley comment or the Nikki Haley.
I don't know. Yeah. But I just, in general, you know, she's doing these interviews, which she's gracious with her time and all of that. But imagine that. It's not an easy job. She makes it look easy.
Well, it's clearly not an easy job. Look at the presidential candidate on the other side. She won't do these kind of open-ended interviews. She needs scripts. She can't do more than an hour with Joe Rogan. It's tough.
Dan Borowski makes the best point anybody's made, and that is that Caroline Lovett, as a national press secretary, she probably outperforms the current vice president.
She was doing interviews on the Dom show on 1210 all over the place when she was 9 months pregnant.
Wow. I mean, that's, you want to define what is a woman? Boom, there it is. Dan nailed it. I love it. You win the award. I don't know. We'll have to make that an award, but that was perfect.
Dan Award.
The Dan Award.
To Dan.
No, wait, it's the Borowski. You know what I mean? Like, instead of Emmys and all these different people, well, Pulitzer. What is a Pulitzer anyway? They gave all those horrible awards. I think they downgraded what a Pulitzer is. I hate to say it after Russia, and all that crud. So I think, yeah, I want a Borowski. Like, that sounds impressive.
I like this. Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to do the Borowskis. We got to get Dom and Roe. Like, we got to do the Borowskis. I'm loving this. What do you think, guys?
Too long. It's not a good name.
No, but it sounds prestigious, does it not?
The Stenslins.
See, that doesn't sound as good.
No?
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.